To those of you who think of us as the world's laziest people, it will come as absolutely no surprise to know that at 2:29 p.m. on a Tuesday afternoon, we are still in bed. There is actually a reason for this.
It's a bit cold.
We've got a choice at the moment in the house between cold and dry or warm and moist. Can I say warm and moist? It sounds horrible.
I think people don't like the word moist as a generality. There's a whole, moist sounds... Well, there is like a phobia of the word moist. I don't know.
Okay, warm and damp. The trouble is wet. What's happening is that we've had the kids over Christmas and we had the heater on because it is fairly cold, fairly cool. And unfortunately, with the four of us breathing and the heater going, the house is filled up with liquid. And the actual wallpaper, well, it's not wallpaper, it's paint on the walls. Mm. But the paint just bubbles and looks like it's coming off the walls. And so we've taken the last 2 days to have all the windows open. And yesterday we had the doors open as well, both doors
but
open.
But yesterday was quite warm, though. Yesterday was warmer outside than inside.
You say that, but I think that this room's freezing. But yesterday I spent the whole day wrapped in a blanket. You might have noticed that. Oh, you're not, and you were under three blankets. True, we were not in bed.
I'm always cold, though. I am always cold, even when it's warming. I'm cold in the summer. You know this.
Yeah, well, yesterday was bloody cold. And okay. Well, it's not cold. Again, it's cool. So what's happened is that today we're doing exactly the same thing. We haven't put the heater on. We kept going through yesterday without the heater on, just adding more and more blankets. Today we've woken up. But obviously not got up. And at the moment we are... Thanks for that. Somebody just put a cold feet on me. We are at the moment still in bed. Maria's actually wearing a jumper, a pale neck jumper, or turtleneck, if you want to call
it
that.
It's not a turtleneck. It's shorter than that.
Okay, it's a short turtleneck. It's a dirt neck. And although I am... still wearing a t-shirt, but it is fairly cold. But we are still in bed, and the reason we're still in bed is that the house is dry, cold, but dry.
I have to do the dishes in a bit.
Well, that's what I was doing this for, because I was suddenly thinking we've got to think about eating at some stage today.
Oh, I just had bread
and
with fig,
and I was thinking about maybe having to get up and think about eating. So I thought I'd audio boo while we were still in bed.
I think I had to fix the salt shaker as well.
Yes.
Take out all the salt, wash it, and then leave it.
How do you wash salt?
No. I'm not washing the salt. I'm washing the salt shaker.
Yeah, and the end of our chicken meal, the roast chicken we did last night, I did a chicken soup thing, and it needed a little bit more salt.
So, and I'm stupid.
So whereas some people would just assume that squeezing the salt cellar, because we got one of those squeezy things that grinds it, would be enough, Maria gave
it... I just dipped it.
A couple of squeezes.
The soup.
And then dipped it in the soup and gave me a bit of a stir.
I didn't stir it. I just sort of... It fell out of my hands.
Okay. Anyway, so we are still in bed. I will probably be getting up.
Well,
or maybe not, because it's quite
the,
warm here.
The salt,
and I will catch you on the flip side. Bye-bye now.